Hello, this is BYU Idaho Radio, and I'm your host, Saul Spanos Baird. We're here today with Kendall Nielsen. He's the co-director of the Rexburg Tabernacle Orchestra. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling me.
How long have you been part of the Rexburg Tabernacle Orchestra?
This is my second year as a co-director with Kevin Cull, who is the actual conductor, a great man.
How long have you been a conductor in general?
1976.
Wow, so are you very passionate about music then?
I love music. I adore music, all kinds.
What will be the theme of this concert that is happening February 27th of...
Oh, this concert is an all Tchaikovsky concert, and so everything we play was written by Tchaikovsky. So we're doing his Waltz of the Flowers from everybody knows it from the Nutcracker, and then we're doing one of my favorite symphonies. It's his fourth symphony. When I was young, a child, my parents bought me a record called It's Classic, But It's Good. And the third movement of this symphony was on that record, and so I grew up with the third movement of this symphony. And then we'll finish with the 1812 Overture, which everybody knows.
And which one is your favorite piece from the entire performance?
For me, my favorite piece is the fourth symphony. For the audience, I'm pretty sure it's going to be the 1812 Overture.
And what is it that you love the most about that?
It's such a passionate piece. And it's one of the first pieces that used this third movement that I was just telling you about. Features the string section, all of them playing pizzicato, plucking their strings. And it's become a very famous movement. But the second movement is just absolutely romantic and beautiful. And it features almost all of our lead wind players on solos. So I love to hear our wind players, who are all very accomplished, express themselves in romantic and lyrical ways. The symphony itself, the first and fourth movement, are famous for their huge brass and wonderful, powerful sounds.
What do you want the audience to take away from all of these pieces that you guys will be playing?
Oh, I think this is a concert where people who love classical music can just fall in love with it again. And just all of it is... very accessible, very beautiful, and a lot of it is really well recognized music.
Are there any new members since your guys' last performance that will be in this performance?
Yeah, actually, the newest member is one of our trombone section. His name is Dallas Beck, and he used to teach at Madison Middle School for years and years and years. In fact, half the orchestra had him as a teacher. And he's been gone. His wife was very ill, and he took care of her for quite a few years, and she passed away, I think it was about 6 months ago or something. And anyway, he's in his 80s, but he still plays a really great trombone, and he came to the Halloween concert and asked if he could be part of the orchestra again, and we told him absolutely. So he's probably our newest member. And the really cool part is that he's over 80 years old and his chops still work. His embouchure is, he sounds great.
What do you enjoy the most about conducting the orchestra?
What I enjoy the most is that, first of all, I love music, but second of all, I love these people we're working with. And so it's really a community effort, and it brings us closer together. And then when you add the audience, it adds just another dimension of enjoying people. I enjoy working with competent people, and I can't believe how this all-volunteer orchestra can sound so professional. And these people all do it out of the love of their hearts. I like working with other people that are passionate about what they do.
Thank you for everything that you said. For my last question, what is the message that you would like the audience to take away from your guys' performance?
What a cool question. I would like the audience to walk away feeling better about humanity. I'd like them to walk away feeling better about who we are as neighbors and friends. And I would like them to be able to have some musical sounds that in their hearts that have brought them back together with other people. That's what I would like.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kendall, for your time and for everything that you said.
You're great, Sol. Thank you.
Thank you.